welcome back. We have the Tim Alexander here. Tim, there's a couple of areas in which you have particularly expertise. Military hardware, strategy, geopolitical, connecting the dots with all these things. You're pretty well at the top of the list. And you do a lot of research. And, you know, sometimes you're a little long-winded. That's okay because you're a pundit. But you really get your point across. And because you're a Christian, you have a God's point of view on these issues. We're really in a global battle. We're in a battle for mankind. We're in a battle not just for America. We're in a battle for the souls of 7 billion people. We're in a battle for world financial hegemony. We're in a battle with Donald Trump and the rise of nationalism to a godly world where the nations in the future, kingdom of the Most High God, can come down and sacrifice and literally celebrate in Jerusalem, as it says in the time when Yeshua Jesus returns to earth, not only as his bride, which is us, the bride of God collectively, are ready for the bridegroom to come back, so that we can actually have a godly world where people can live extended lives like Noah, that they don't have to, you know, they can plant a tree and actually have the fruit thereof, they can build a house, they don't have to worry about wars or pestilence, live in a non-polluted world where your genetics are not in danger from toxic radiation or toxic chemicals or GMO foolishness. And we're not talking about heaven. There's lots of time to die and go to heaven, even if you live 1,000 years. So don't rush it. You'll get there. The main reason why wisdom is here on earth is so that the descendants of mankind will have that repository of wisdom, which we hope to pass on during these shows to the younger people and people even our age that may not have asked the questions or gone through our experiences. So, Tim, this is Tuesday, the 13th of December, and you've got your specials up. What are the latest issues? Because I think Donald has now selected Rex Tillerson for his State Department and also Governor Perry for Department of Energy, which I thought is pretty funny. Because a few years ago...
I was a little surprised on the Perry thing. But,
because he wanted to get rid of the EPA, the Environmental Protection and the Department of Energy. I thought, this guy is a cracker. It's going to be funny.
Well, that, you know, the guy that they've appointed as head of EPA basically has been an extremely strong critic of him. And I think, by the way, very justified. I think the biggest thing is, and I did a special report. It's on my news blog Europe today. I titled it, let me read it, it's not very long.
Yeah, I saw
soft
that at the top.
Coup, yeah. Soft coup USA, the purple color revolution. And let me begin. We have seen a pattern since the globalist candidate Hillary Clinton lost to populist, anti-globalist billionaire Donald Trump. The very morning after the loss, both Bill and Hillary appeared in purple to signal the beginning of a George Soros frontman for the Rothschild Empire style color revolution in America. This week, the Secretary of Defense in Israel, he was there to deliver the first F-35s, also wore a purple dye, as did a defense minister, and there was also a lady in the background who had a purple dress on. It could have been the defense minister's wife or someone. This is signifying that the color revolution is still on. By the way, let me insert here, a week or two ago, Obama was photographed with a purple tie on. You don't see very many purple ties. But anyway, getting back to my thing. The 30 or so families of the global banking cartel have no intention of losing control over the star of their empire, the world's sole superpower, the United States of America. What really happened in early November is what I thought and hoped would happen. The globalists stole the hell out of the votes, but the landslide for Donald Trump was so large and so overwhelming that the steal was stopped in its tracks. Now, after selective recounts designed either to steal several states and or to throw the election in Congress, we appear to be heading towards a formal vote of the Electoral College in a week, a vote that looks certain to result in the ratification of the Trump victory. However, we now have a sudden barrage of propaganda from the globalists via their own mainstream media that Russia somehow managed to steal the election for Donald Trump. Right. And pigs may fly someday, but don't hold your breath. This would never, ever begin to get any traction without almost total control over the mainstream media and many Congress critters of both parties. Beat the drums as loud as possible for that the nasty old riskies are pulling a fast one and trying to put their own billionaire in the White House somehow. Get the Republican heads of the House and Senate Intelligence Committee to hold quick hearings to out and confirm the made-up BS, and then either bribe enough electors to throw the vote, or cause such a ruckus that Congress refuses to accept the results of the vote, thus throwing the election for the president in the House, where 50 votes cast, one per state, and the vice presidential election in the Senate, 100 votes, one for each senator. The globalists have a long relationship with many Congress critters in both parties. With virtually unlimited money available to them, they could bribe sufficient numbers to trigger this soft coup, placing Hillary Clinton in the Oval Office at the last minute, some 2 months after the election, for, say, $50 million or so each. I'm sure that a few Congress critters would be willing to do almost anything cheap in a presidential race that cost over $3 billion. Even if this scenario works, since Donald Trump carried well over 80% of the counties in America and actually won by a landslide, there are going to be one hell of a lot of people mad as hell if the globalists try to steal this already concluded election. But then again, the global banking cartel Satanists thrive on chaos. How do we stop this? Shine the light of day on it. Spread the message to all you know, at work, at church, at Christmas parties, etc. We are many. They are few. Very few. Don't let these bastards pull fast when right at Christmas time, like the vote on December 23rd, just over 100 years ago, after most congressmen and senators had left for their homes across the nation, which turned America's finances over the mostly European-based global banking cartel and set up the Federal Reserve System. And remember the Sandy Hook false flag, where dozens of kindergarten children were, killed, at a school that had been closed for over 2 years, about a week and a half before Christmas? That plan did not work. Instead of getting behind a mainstream media orchestrated drive to take away America's guns, the public engaged in panic buying of every gun and box of ammunition on the market. The globalists are on a losing streak. However, they are still very dangerous and very powerful, and now they are as desperate as all hell. Let this be a good Christmas for Americans, not a soft coup nightmare.
Yeah, I think that's a very good statement. I expect to be a lot of consternation in the Senate approvals of Rex Tillerson and Governor Perry. But look at the person they put in the EPA. Basically, when Chris Wallace was asking Donald Trump what he believed, whether he was talking to DiCaprio or I call him Igor for Al Gore, who's this buggy-eyed character, the buggy-eyed blimp, and he flies in his own Airstream 3 jet, which creates more pollution than almost any other commercial personal jet ever. The fact is, carbon dioxide converts to oxygen.
Yeah, but it's very impressive. If you're in that little business jet community, a Gulfstream is the Rolls Royce of personal jets. You know.
Right. Now, here's the situation. The fools out there think that carbon dioxide is a death gas from hell. They don't understand that the climate of the planet is interactive directly to solar winds, to galactic events, to gravity waves.
You mean that great big thing that comes up in the east and sets in the west? You mean that affects our weather?
Well, not just that. It's all the other things in the galactic and solar system. For example, what affects the output of the sun now is putting out much more UV, B, C, and D. Less visible in ultraviolet infrared light. It's putting out more x-rays than it used to. We have a situation where gravity waves from this dwarf star, which the Atacama Large Millimeter Rays proved is in the outer solar system, about 0.73 light years, which means it takes 9 months for the light to get to Earth from this solar system. They see it now with gravity waves. So this is not open to a people's opinion. It's a fact. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's a fact. Now, there's some fools out there who think it's in the inner solar system. It doesn't have to be. It can push in hyper-elliptical comets that have never been in the inner solar system. But what's going on when they try to latch on to carbon, it's simply because they can then tax carbon, which is the oil industry. They can starve us of power and energy, so second and third world powers will never industrialize or ever be able to get independence. And we can have clean burning technology like clean coal, clean liquid natural gas, and stop using poor quality coal like in China. The Chinese would love to make a deal with us to either buy our really good high-quality anthracite coal or liquid natural gas. They'd also like us to stop hiding the fact that we've had tokamak fusion reactors that the Chinese already knew from hacking into our intelligence that helium-3, which is moon dust that comes off the heliosphere of the sun, is the actual fuel for tokamak fusion reactors. It's actually, believe it or not, moon dust is the power of nuclear fusion. Okay? Now, there's 500,000 times more moon dust concentration on the moon than Earth, because our Van Allen radiation belt actually pushes those as a bow shock wave, and a lot of it precipitates off this bow shock wave onto the moon from being near the Earth, a couple hundred thousand miles away. So, you know, let's stop all the foolishness. The people that want to push false pollution narratives are liars, cheats, manipulators, and they want control of our economy. They want to tax it, so they want to have a tax to support a rapid reaction military and so-called humanitarian force under the United Nations. And they want to control energy and energy utilization, everything. That's why the smart grid system has been set up, the smart meters. This thing is polluting everybody. It's actually locked onto the frequency of water, which literally scrambles the communication between your cells and your DNA. 2.4 gigahertz. Did you know that?
Yeah, but that could interfere with all the stuff that Roundup is doing. How dare they?
Well, it doesn't interfere. It helps.
It's a different type of, Jesus.
It's another type of pollution on top of it. Now,
exactly.
Here's the point. There's a lot of Christians in this nation and around the world have been praying, because if America goes down the toilet, the whole world does. There's some serious Christians that are praying for a period of grace by God, and we have it. Trumpets. Trumpence.
Yeah, unless they steal it at the last minute.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to steal it. First off, here's the consequence. If you heard the sound of 94 million Americans loading and locking at the same instant, if you took every army on Earth of every nation on Earth, you could not defeat the American public. These people.
Well, let me tell you, Americans are pan-Europeans. Even those of us who are from Africa or Asia, the culture is pan-European, and it takes Europeans a little while to get riled up. Okay, we're not some Arab country where they're in the streets or, you know, at a drop of a hat. And you can see that in Europe, they put up with all this stuff from Merkel and these guys, but they're not putting up
anymore, though. They're fed
but,
up.
But when we finally get riled up, we're hell on wheels.
Well,
and if on the last minute, in 6 days from now, when the electors vote, January 12th, when the Congress meets in joint, January 6th, when Congress meets in joint session to count the votes and to accept them or not. If my guess is, if anything happens, it will really be on the 6th. If they try to scam us, then all hell will break loose.
Oh yeah.
And they
it's
risk
not
only being defeated, but being hunted down and strung up.
Oh yeah, you're going to see things that you like. You're going to see, like, for example, during the Second World War when they took. Benito and Mussolini hung upside down.
Mussolini and his mistress.
And his mistress hung upside down naked and beaten by people while he's hanging upside down dead. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, listen, you idiots out there, if you think, and let me explain this. Guns are bad enough, and Americans have got lots of guns, and there are lots of gun sets. There's 23 million veterans and 94 million armed Americans. But I and many other innovative Americans know lots of technology, a hell of a lot more dangerous than guns. Not only physical, but spiritual. Then if they want a real battle, righteous judgment is a hell of a lot more devastating than evil chaos. They're going to get a lot more than they bargained for.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
I think
they're desperate, you know. They're desperate.
Of course they're desperate.
That's why they're doing
desperate
this.
Fools. And they somehow think we're just going to roll over and take this. This is not going to happen anymore.
Of the Rothschild women, Lady D. Rothschild, I believe her husband is Sir, I forget his first name, so if they're another D. Rothschild, it's not Lord Rothschild's wife, but she said recently, over the last 2 or 3 weeks, that Brit exit would not happen, and that Hillary would be reigning over America. So this is a little window into their thinking process, because you see, they figure they can bribe the Congress critters. And look, I mean, they could drop 50 million on a couple dozen or several dozen congressmen and senators to get the job done. 50 million each.
Yeah, but
the whole election cost about $3 billion. Hillary alone dropped close to $1.5 billion, and it doesn't matter. They print their own money. They've got infinite money. They don't want to lose control over America. We're the gem, the star of their banking empire. We're it. We're their enforcement arm. Well, they don't want to lose control. So. And if you think, by the way, that there's not a few dozen of these fine, upstanding Democratic and Republican congressmen and senators that could be had for a $50 million or so bribe, boy, have I got a bridge in Brooklyn to sell you, because you're dumber than a sack of rocks, you know?
Now, here's what the Bible says about this. The cobbled together temporary period of 7 years of relative peace that God says Satan and his minions on earth will do will break in the middle of that seven. And result, on that break, by the way, that break happens if you take Sukkot as the first day of the last 7 years, the actual middle, which is 1260 days, is exactly on Peshaw or Passover. Isn't that interesting? And you know what the last day, the 2520th day, is called the Feast of Yom Teruha, the Feast of Trumpets, the last trump. So I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know what year it's going to happen, but I can smell the breath of the dragon and the sulfur.
Well,
I can see the gathering storm here. I can see, for example, the challenges against Trump are so vile. I mean, the news media, you know, I was watching a little clip that was on Hannity from CNN, and a man there who's a total maniac, a tweeb, actually was there saying, well, you know, we had a popular vote by Hillary, but a landslide vote for Trump. Do we have any national disaster? What? What? All Americans need to get behind this president to fix serious problems. We know that, for example, that the Russians didn't hack or try to change the election. Even if they hacked, they couldn't. But we know we have no cybersecurity.
Doesn't work that way, by the way.
Yeah, but yeah. We don't have any cybersecurity. I talked to experts about our power grid. And if you're a hacktivist, you could easily hack in and cause our power grid to go completely kaflooey. And in fact, the more you weaponize it with these electronic things like smart meters or smart grids and the power control, you actually increase the danger that you're going to cause real serious problems like shutting down nuclear reactors so they go hot and poison the core, or having them go nuclear. So during the reign of not only Barack Obama, but previously George Bush, etc., going back to Bill Clinton, they haven't dealt with the issue of hackability. I could tell them right off the top of my head three or four strategies that would make it completely impervious to being hacked. For example,
on their agenda.
I'll give you a list.
They're masters of chaos.
Let me give you a couple of the things. Non-prime number encryption technology, which I can give them an explanation in advanced mathematics of non-linear technologies to actually completely encrypt it. Number two, we need to make certain that we have firewalls so that, you know, for example, I was watching the program there and they were talking about a system where a phone number changes every day, but it doesn't really change. And it was Rudy Giuliani who was back and forth to Israel. There's all kinds of creative ways to make certain nobody can hack into our power grid, nobody can hack into our health records or the records for, the Department of Defense. I mean, really, you know, they allow this to happen because it's part of their end, their goal, to make sure it's hackable. Because this is part of their scheme to get total control of the population. And we need to be aware that they're down, but they're not out, and they're dangerous. Back in a minute.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
That story with Gabber is really interesting. Tim, we got a lot of great stories here, and we'll probably do a video. An hour after the show, I'm going to do one with Jim Fetzer. So we should do one later today, perhaps. But one of the most important stories I saw here, which shows you that some of the people in power are getting it, is Hawaiian Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard introduces a bill to force the U.S. to stop arming terrorists. Can you talk about that for a moment? Because this is big.
Yeah, by the way, that's a very attractive-looking congresswoman. If you see the video of her, I said, wow, you know. But she says that the bill that she has proposed is no money from the federal government may go directly or indirectly to support any terrorists or so-called, let's see, what do they call these terrorists we support in, officially support in Syria, moderate opposition, who are armed with guns and kill Christians and
but also are getting man pads. What do you want to say, because you're an expert on this technology? And we talked about the other day with Jim Fetzer.
Well, look, the Russians are holding back, even though ELPO has now just been about 99% cleared. Here and there, there's a few idiots hiding. But Russia's holding back because they know that on multiple times now, Obama has tried to bait them. They're waiting for Trump to take office because they realize Trump actually has a brain and doesn't want World War III. But that's why the globalists are so desperate to get him out and to derail this thing.
Right,
they
want to also derail the Senate approval of Rex Tillerson because the guy, he's not buddies, but he knows Putin, so he can
The people at that level, they'd say he's Putin's friend. That's nonsense. That's using
he just knows him and deals with him.
That's an appeal to grade school level thinking. He's your friend. No, when you're talking about nation states, it's not a matter of some sort of personal friendship. We're dealing with. He runs a big oil company. Russia gets his biggest foreign exchange from oil, so they're able to do business. They're able, as tough-minded business people, to sit down and work something out. And the media, the mainstream media and others, they're dumbing down the population, likes to paint it as their friends. That's nonsense. Let's get to high school level thought here, not grade school level thought.
Well, I'm of the opinion, and I actually proposed this on the show the other day, that we should stop the idea that there should be a media scrum with all the other news media except for Fox News. People like yourself with your blog, you should get an opportunity in a rotating situation to ask the president questions on a video monitor. Live rather than having these people from MSNBC and ABC and CNN.
Well, that may happen.
How about Tim Alexander asking two or three questions if you happen to come up in the lottery and says, you know what, it's Tim's turn. It's not that idiot from CNN that's going to say you've seen things about it's a national emergency because we now have a businessman who's going to run America like a corporation. Duh.
Well, I mean, he's already criticized Boeing for wanting to charge over $4 billion for two modified 747-8s for the new Air Force One. It's a total ripoff. The airline can buy the plane for about a couple hundred million dollars each. And yes, there are modifications. I mean, I almost bought the late King Hussein's jumbo jet, L-1011-500, that had many of these modifications. I know about them, but to say that there's $4 billion worth of anything there is just ludicrous. It's like the hospital's charging you $49 for a generic Tylenol. You know, there's no... And now, of course, he's come out against the F-35. Well, the F-35 has been the biggest ripoff that's ever come down the pike in American history. We have spent untold billions of dollars on a thing. It can't out-dogfight a 45-year-old MiG-21.
Right.
If you interfere with the day, all it is a flying supercomputer, a launch platform for missiles. And if you interfere with that data flow from AWACS and satellites and ground stations and other airplanes to it, it's a big dumb flying box or if you use EW and you fry the supercomputer on it, it's worthless. It can't out-dogfight something that's 45 years old.
I think Donald Trump needs you in his administration.
Well, I don't know. I'd be hell.
I think you need to be a source of wisdom to these idiots. And Trump is out there appointing people that are not idiots that we're going to fix this mess. What a GD mess we have.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. Lots of other great stories. Tim, you know, when they did this thing about the vote, apparently they increased, I think, about 143 votes in Wisconsin for Trump. the judge wouldn't allow Jill Stein again. Remember, she's actually acting as a left proxy, not only for this crazy carbon credit garbage of Igor, I call him Al Gore, but also the Democrats coming in trying to see if, and it's not just Democrats. Remember, these are globalist billionaire maniacs.
Look, that's why you have the Republican chairman of the House and Senate Intelligence Committees saying they want to hold hearings immediately on the Russian hacking of the election. One, there was no Russian hacking election. There's not a shred of evidence to indicate that. And even many people in the CIA, NSA, et cetera, are saying, no, that didn't happen. It couldn't have happened. But This is a cover story. That's all it is. It's a cover story to give cover for when they buy off enough senators and congressmen to try to throw this into the House and the Senate for election, and then of course they'll continue to buy the right people off. And there's only 50 votes cast by the House. They vote by states. And there's a number of states that just a couple congressmen would switch the vote. Well, guess what? Then once you get to 26, Hillary will be in. We can't let them do it. You have to shine the light of day on these rats. So they scurry off. because they want to steal this. They did. They stole the elected president in Brazil. And remember, the reason they went after her is because of BRICS. Brazil is one of the key BRICS countries. They got her kicked out. They tried to do it in South Africa, another key member of the BRICS, but they failed there.
Right.
This is how they work. Look what they did with the color revolutions, and this is a color revolution. This one's colored purple. They did the Ukraine. They did Libya. And of course, you've got all the flood tide of people coming from Libya. They did Egypt and just a number of countries in the Middle East. It was all Rothschild money funneled through Soros and others that created these color revolutions. They want to do that to this country, and I say they can go to hell and rot there for all eternity. Not in this country. Not in my country. We had an election. We elected Trump fair and square. They tried to steal it, and they still weren't able to do it. And the last minute, we're not going to let them put that damn witch Hillary in there. No way, Jose.
Here's a
list of things that I found on the internet, just to give you an example. There's a dozen or so of them. Here's one. Barack Obama has ordered the intelligence community to gather all the evidence, let's put parentheses around that word, that it can find of Russian interference in the election and deliver that evidence to him before he leaves office.
That's not a smooth transition of power. He had a supposedly nice meeting with Trump. This is not being nice. This is a non-nice thing.
Yeah. Hillary Clinton's communication director, Jennifer Pomelari, is now claiming that a foreign state tried to hack her Gmail account just before the election. The Huffington Post is trouting a 1995 federal court ruling as a precedent that could be used to take the presidency from Donald Trump and to hand it to Hillary Clinton if a court finds that Russian interference altered the outcome of the election. Former CIA operative, and by the way, you notice we're talking days now for this facts to come out.
Right.
Former CIA operative and erstwhile presidential candidate Evan McMullen says that Trump is not a loyal American because his views are not anti-Russian enough.
Well, you know, he's a former CIA himself. He's former CIA.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Right.
Former CIA agent Bob Baer recently went on CNN and publicly called for a new election if it can be shown, let's put parentheses around that word, that the first election was not legitimate due to Russian interference. The former acting director of the CIA's boldly proclaimed that Russian attempts to alter the outcome of the election in November were the political equivalent of 9-1-1. Well, what do we know about 9-1-1? The official conspiracy theory is all lies, always has been. Okay, Time magazine openly lobbying for members of the Electoral College to vote for someone other than Donald Trump. U.S. Congressman Jim Hines is calling Donald Trump a danger to the Republic and is publicly encouraging members of the Electoral College to vote for someone other than Donald Trump. Now, I don't think that's ever happened before in America's history where you've had a congressman calling for electors to vote against the pledged candidate. Another congressman, David C9, is urging electors to consider the extent that foreign interference in the United States presidential election may have influenced the final result before they cast their vote. And then you have U.S. Senators Chuck Schumer, Jack Reed, John McCain, and Lindsey Graham.
These are the never-Trumpers anyway. These are never-Trumpers.
Yeah, of course. They're total globalists. And announced that they would very much like to see an investigation into Russian interference in the election. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has announced he supports an investigation into Russian election interference. And White House spokesman Josh Earnest claims that Donald Trump called on Russia to hack his opponent and that Trump benefited from malicious Russian cyber activity. Not one shred of evidence, proof, anything like that from any of these jokers. But that's all right. The mainstream media, you see, they just put it out there.
There should be a financial and a legal consequence of jail time for putting out this malicious information.
You can't hardly breathe without violating a federal law. These chokers have violated a bunch. And when Trump gets in, they need to be hauled before a grand jury, indicted, tried, convicted, and sentenced to federal prison. Here's another one, a group of 10 presidential electors. Now, by the way, these I think are all Democrats, or maybe all but one or two are Democrats, have sent a letter to National Intelligence Director James Clapper, Obama appointee, by the way, asking to be briefed on Russian efforts to interfere in the election in November, as if it really happened. The group, by the way, is being led by Nancy Pepsi, Pepsi Cola, as they call her, daughter Christine. And, of course, last but not least, the Clinton campaign is publicly challenging the publicly supporting the effort to arrange for members of the Electoral College to be giving an intelligence briefing on Russian interference in the election.
Well, how come the FBI doesn't come up with the same foolishness? And not only that,
the FBI says it didn't happen, by the way.
Listen, I'm going to quote Bolton. And the other day, he was on the Fox News, and the broadcaster was on there. So, what do you think? He said, "Well, I think it's a false flag." He said, "What?
Yep.
What do you mean a false flag? You usually hear that word from conspiracy theorists." He said, "A false flag." There's. He said, "Well, you send your A team to hack in and get all this information, you know, including WikiLeaks, etc. It shows no tags or links to say that where the source was." I said, "Because when someone's hacked, if they're a good hacker, there's no evidence of, you know, Kilroy was here." Then you send the B team, you know, the idiots, let's say high school hackers that really don't know what the hell they're doing. And there's tags all over them that say, "It's Russia, it's Russia, it's Russia." And he said, all the evidence suggests, he says, that it was the Democrats that did this. And
yeah,
the CIA
and
comes
fact,
up with this.
Some of it actually came from NSA. And he's, by the way, he's completely right. When a state agency does hacking, if they want to get in, they know how to do it. There's no trail to them. You think the Russians would be so damn stupid as to do it, and which can't be done in the first place, but to do it and leave a trail back to them? Oh, get real. Now, this is all cover for a soft coup that's being planned for the next week or two. And the American public...
It'll be a bloody Christmas if these bastards try to pull us off.
The 19th is the first date, that's 6 days from now, when the Electoral College casts their votes in each state capital. My guess is they won't have enough electoral votes to do it. They'll get a few. They'll bribe some, but I don't think they'll get enough. But between then and January 6th, when the joint session of Congress takes place, when they gather to count the votes, there's going to be this continuing barrage. They're going to come out with, people will say, "Oh, yes, the Russians did it, and I have proof." Of course, they don't have proof, but there won't be time for everybody to sit down and look at it and consider it and cross, swear people in and interrogate them, cross-interrogate them. No. So January 6th, if they can get enough senators and congressmen to cross the line, they'll vote not to accept it, and then it gets thrown into the House and Senate, and then those same people, maybe a couple others, they'll vote for Hillary. And, okay, yeah, I'm a congressman, and I voted for the other party, but I did so, blah, blah, blah. And by the way, I'm not telling you this, but my offshore bank account's got $50 million in it. Ha, ha, go to hell. I don't care what you think. I got $50 million in my bank. You think that won't happen? Well, this is what they intend to happen, and we can't let it happen.
Tim, what do you think the public will do if that happens?
I was talking over lunch with this. I think there'll be a march on Washington. I think it could get very bloody. There could be a military coup. I think you'll see chaos like we haven't happened since the Civil War.
They don't have enough military to even control one city, let alone the whole country, if we go rogue.
Well, you know, but they could release chemical warfare or something.
Let me tell you classified information.
Completely immoral.
Let me tell you what I know that they will do that people don't understand. They have a thing called the Gwen Network to send out frequencies that affect people's minds. They have robot drones already set up. They have cyborg warriors. They already have been in the mix for the last 40 years. They've been working, starting off at Tavistock Institute in England in 1947. They've got all kinds of ways of freezing up people's bank accounts. They have a SIM for everybody in America. There's a SIM in cyberspace, and they can lock up your accounts, and you can't buy or sell or do anything. Even before the mark of the beast, they can just kind of close your read down. Bank accounts frozen, everything done. Then they can actually start decapitating top people, going to everybody who's an alternative broadcaster, anybody who's in a database that votes a certain way or is an activist or even writes letters to the editor. They can decapitate that system within probably 48 hours. That's what I see coming.
But you know what? Here's the thing. In the Pentagon, you have what they call the elephants. Those are the 3- and 4-star generals and admirals. But to get past lieutenant colonel, there's a lot of politics involved. And I've known generals and bird colonels and so forth. But to get that first star, there's a fair amount of politics. To go to get the second one, a lot more, and the third and fourth man. But you know what? Trump now has appointed a 3-star retired Army general as his national security advisor. He's appointed a retired 4-star Marine general as defense secretary, a 4-star retired Marine general as homeland security secretary, and there's a couple other generals and admirals involved too that have been speculated as they're going to get a senior appointment. These were, in my opinion, among the generals and admirals that went to him and talked him into running to save this country. Now, these are 3- and 4-star generals, and they played the political game. But you know what? These people still had a soul. These people still were Americans. And yes, they probably had to do a lot of things to get all those stars. But they were still Americans. They were still Christians. They still had a conscience and some morality. And they said, no, we're not sitting back while these bastards destroy this country. We're not going to put up with it. So they have a lot of friends that have stars and a lot below stars, okay, in our military service. And I don't think they're going to put up with the kind of crap you're talking about. I know the technology is there, and you're right, but the point is there's more than one side to this, and we have the numbers. These globalist bastards don't. All they have is money to bribe people.
Right.
And that only goes so far. You're already seeing it didn't work this time. They're on a losing streak.
Well, even
and if they do this, if they push this, they're going to end up dead or in prison.
Yeah. Now, the thing is, even the tribulation, it shows that Satan's going to lose and his minions on Earth are going to lose. They're originally going to set up a deal to try to set up a 7-year pseudo-peace treaty. God even shows us an event, the end event, that Satan's going to lose this last battle, too. So they may be down, but they're certainly not out. But God is there with us. And I honestly think God's going to re-strengthen America. We've done 90% of evangelism in the world for Christian evangelism the last 200 years as American. I think you'll see America come back and become a godly nation. As Donald Trump says, you'll be able to say Merry Christmas now. Obama hasn't even had a proper Christmas at the White House.
I mean, well, of course not. You know that they've come up, some universities have come up with a thing to say instead of he or she,
Z.
That's
Oxford.
People, get a brain. Yes, there are men and there are women. God created us that way. Even dogs and cats and rabbits and so forth, they have male and female. That's reality. That's truth.
Remember, this is the academic, high-level, dark Royal Arch Masons that basically are saying, hey, we're going to control your brain. We're even going to tell you the words you use. You can't say he or she anymore. You got to say Z.
Sorry, Charlie. I say he, I say she, and I say you're full of crap, you know? And if they don't like it, they can go to hell. Well, they're going there anyway. They might as well go there early.
Yeah.
With my blessings, by the way. I mean, we don't have to buy into this crap.
Right.
We don't have to tolerate it. And if somebody says to you, oh, well, we shouldn't say boys and girls to the kids in grade school. And you know what? You need to say to them, what kind of libtard idiot are you?
Tim, I think a good side with this, what your point is Geert Wilders' party is leading in the Dutch polling despite the conviction on a Trump
He
party.
Said we need less Muslims, less... Where were they getting them from? Morocco. Less Moroccans in this country. Well, for which they convicted the guy? Well, hell yes, the majority of the Dutch people agree with him. I mean, for crying out loud, the women are being raped. They're shutting streets down. They have areas where even the cops don't go. And of course the people are agreeing with him, but yet he gets prosecuted? That crap needs to end, too.
Yeah, these activist judges and these people that are lawyers that try to use it and politicize it rather than deal with justice and truth. It's got to stop, not only here, but around the world.
People truth comes from God. Lies come from Satan.
Exactly. Back in a moment. Be back.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
And Tim, on the break, you had an interesting statement by Podesta. This guy was involved with this Spirit Cooking.
Yeah, IntelliHub is a news site, and they've got John Podesta calls for CIA disinfo briefing for all electoral college voters. Now, keep in mind, John Podesta is a known Satanist, Satan right. worshiper, and pedophile. And he was the chairman of the Hillary Clinton campaign. So he's a real sweetheart.
You want to leave your kid with him about 1 microsecond.
I wouldn't even go that far.
I'm just kidding. I'm
in the same city with that bastard. But anyway, this report, it's got a couple paragraphs here that are really good. I got to read them. A day after reports indicated the FBI didn't back the CIA in their claim that Russia specifically helped Donald Trump win the election, a Reuters exclusive revealed that the overseers of the U.S. intelligence community have not embraced a CIA assessment that Russian cyber attacks were aimed at helping Republican presidential-elect Donald Trump win the 2016 election, three American officials said on Monday. While the Office of the Director of National Intelligence doesn't dispute CIA's analysis, it does not endorse their assessment because of lack of conclusive evidence that Moscow intended to boost Trump over to Clinton, etc. Considering this confirmation that many in the intelligence community don't even believe the assessment, the call by Ponzetta to have electoral college voters briefed on it can be seen as nothing more than a move to have them go through a sort of mini CIA disinformation briefing with a goal of altering their vote for someone other than Trump. And, you know, This is all a smokescreen is covered to for the effort to try to literally pull off a coup.
Let me read the top article here, too, that I just got through Drudge. Through my email. It says, top U.S. spy agency doesn't back CIA view on Russian hacking.
Right.
This is the thing called ODNI, which is the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. And he oversees all 17 agencies strong U.S. intelligence community. And he basically said, he says it has not endorsed their assessment because lack of conclusive evidence that Moscow intended to boost Trump over Democratic opponent Hillary Clinton, said the officials who declined to be named. So this gives Trump lots of ammunition.
The war, though, is still going on. The election ended well over a month ago. And let me finish these last two two sentences real quick. As we reported last night, stealing the election from Trump and the American people has become a real possibility. And now the Clinton campaign itself has joined the war to stop the winner of the 2016 election from taking office. In other words, they're backing a direct plan that would see Hillary Clinton take office after losing the election.
Wow.
We got to stop that. Folks, get right with God. Pray to God for Trump. Pray to God for this country, and that we can drive these evil globalists out of power.
Tim, do you have time for like a 10 or 15 minutes? Because we'll give a 5-minute bio break, and then we'll start. We'll get ready with your computer and ready to hit that link. If you're signed up on live stream, sign up. You'll be able to see it live on your computer, iPad, or iPhone. We'll be back in a few minutes. Take care, everybody, and take action. Again, remember, we're fighting for the future not only of America, but the world and the human race.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.